Okay, good morning, everybody. Excuse me. Basically, my talk is just it's about a story about how I cleaned up some big mess created by a past taxonomist. Okay, let's start with history. My project concerns the subfamily Parrotinae, which has 21 genera currently, but soon to become 20 after this project gets published, I suppose. And it has a worldwide distribution. And my work particularly focused on three genera and four species originally described by Villiers from Madagascar, and that guy was a French taxonomist. So he described two monotypic genera, Bichilia and Havarcus, each based on only one single male specimen. And the third genus, Nitylochoris, with two species, Tricolor and Madoni, again, each based on one single female specimen. Okay, all the males are free winged, and all the females are Micropterus. A typical feature of sexual dimorphism in insects. So it is very possible that the males and females are actually the same species. To investigate that question, I examined 150 specimens collected by the California Academy of Sciences from a very large-scale arthropod survey project. After sorting through specimens, I found seven morphotypes of adult specimens, possibly six species, which represent the three genera according to Villiers. And very interestingly, all males are again free winged, and the females, well, only had two specimens actually, are Micropterus. So, to associate the male with female, it is not very easy to use morphology because of the very drastic differences. I mentioned that earlier. The male has ocelli versus absent in the female. The male has large eyes versus tiny in the female. Posterior pronotal lobe normal versus reduced in the female. And they also differ in abdomen and femur shapes. So instead of using morphology, I sequenced their CO1 about 500 base pair segments. It turned out that the female specimen had identical sequence to one species of Bichilia. That was very strong evidence for their species membership determination, which was also supported by their symmetric distributions. However, the same could not be done by the second species, Nitylochoris vadoni, because I did not have a specimen, nor could I get the holotype from Paris Museum. Okay, since Tricolor and Bichilia SP1 are the same species, they ought to be in the same genus also. And Bichilia was published earlier, so Tricolor would be transferred to Bichilia under the name Bichilia Tricolor, parenthesis Villiers. And Tricolor was the type species of Nitylochoris. So the other species, M. vadoni, should be transferred to Bichilia as well. And the two genera got synonymized. So we end up with one genus, Bichilia. Okay, that was about associating male with female. The next task I was charged was associating immature with adults. The same situation applies here. The morphology is not very useful. I had immature specimens from three localities, which were collected using different methods, pitfall traps, or by sifting leaf litters. Okay, well, they did have some symmetric distributions with adults. However, such information itself would not be sufficient for their species membership determination. Well, unless you're dealing bugs with parental cares, you can even associate eggs with adults. Okay, by using genetic information, again, CO1 sequences, I was able to associate immature from locality 1 and locality 3 with adult specimens. However, the same could not really be confidently done for the other locality 2, which had very large CO1 divergence to adult specimen. so its species membership was still uncertain. Okay, that was about associating male with female, immature with adults. Now I would proceed to talking about constructing phylogeny and testing monophyly of the two genera, Bikilia and Havacus, which is one monophyly is a commonly agreed requirement for higher taxonomic groups. I scored 93 morphological characters, both external and genitalia, used other Malagasy pattern species as all groups. So the results. So it turned out that Bikilia and Havacus are monophyletic. And also, I identified synapomorphies. The same results were obtained by a molecular analysis, CO1 sequence still preliminary. Again, monophyly and of Bikilia and Havacus were recovered. Okay, that's about the phylogenetic analysis. Now I would like to go through some of the characters. Okay, first, the two genera, Bikilia and Havacus, are actually characterized by a large amount of synapomorphies, which I'll go through some of them pictorially. Pronotum orange to brown versus black in other peritony. Corium with yellowish patch, generally uniform in other peritony. Head and pronotum with tubercles, not observed in other peritony. And body covers with dense adhesion. Genitalia characters. Apex of dorsal phallocecal scleroid dentate, which was round in other peritony. Fusion of struts incomplete. Lateral phallocecal plate reached dorsally. And the two genera, Bikilia and Havacus, could be diagnosed based on distinct characters too. Bikilia has large eyes. Havacus has small eyes. Bikilia has this additional yellowish patch on the hemilytron, which is not present on the Havacus. Genitalia characters again. But also here's on paramere, or the clasper, uniformly distributed in Bikilia and confined apically in Havacus. Phallocecal plate anterior margin convex in Bikilia and concave in Havacus. Okay, now we get down to species delimitation and descriptions, and the work is still in progress. Right now I'm re-describing two species and describing four new species. It's my first exercise of naming new species, which has been pretty exciting. The morphological differences are subtle, or could be subtle, and I'm also using molecular information, which are gathered, to help with species delimitation. Conclusion. So in this project, I associate male with female of Bikilia tricolor. I synonymize two genera, Bikilia and Mutilocoris. I associate immature specimens with adults with some limitation. I validated the monophyly of Bikilia and Havacus. And I'm right now describing four new species and describing another old species. And I'll skip that. Okay, I would like to thank my supervisor, Dr. Christina Vajok, the California Academy of Sciences for loaning specimens, the PBI plant bug inventory project for using their database, Dr. John Harity for using his photographical equipment, and my colleagues for very helpful comments or suggestions. And thank you for your attention.
We have time for questions.
Okay, the question is, the gentleman is concerned about using color and tubercle patterns in radiovids, and how much variation I am observing in the species of radiovids in terms of the color and tubercle variation. Well, the answer is, I think the tubercle patterns are pretty consistent There's one character that I did not mention, actually, which is pretty good character for generic delimitation, which you can kind of see in here. So the tubercle patterns on the pronotum, the arrangement of the tubercles, because the tubercles are arranged in longitudinal columns, and within columns they have like kind of, you know, even finer stripes. And that arrangement between the at least the two genera, there's a pattern for Bichelia tend to have some little bit more randomized arrangement. And for Havacus, the other genus, the arrangement is a little bit more orderly. But within the genus, as in between the, you know, the species, the intergenetic, congeneric species, the variation isn't very much in terms of tubercles. Okay, the second is coloration. Coloration in this kind of group of bugs are pretty variable for one thing, and for another thing, okay, I'll go back there. So difference between the melanosteps, new species, which I would call, and the big pentatus, is actually really the most prominent difference is the color of the head. In melanosteps, well, the name means dark-headed. It has black or dark head, which is kind of orange in big pentatus. And that pattern is pretty consistent within the species. So all the individuals of this species have dark head. And of course, that color pattern, if you go to other characters such as leg, would be a little bit more porous or plastic.
Okay.
Further questions?
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.